The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the desert until the day of his manifestation to Israel. The Gospel of the Lord. As I mentioned, today we celebrate the birth of John the Baptist. And the church celebrates the birth of three people. One is John the Baptist. Who are the other two? No. Jesus, Christmas, and Mary. We celebrate the birth of Mary on September 8th. Usually the Feast of the Saints, when we celebrate other saints, it's on the birth date of their death. Because in our eyes, in the eyes of faith, that's their birthday into heaven, into eternal life. But Jesus, Mary, and St. John the Baptist, we celebrate both their birth and their death. And John the Baptist has a special role in the history of salvation, a role in a way like Mary, he helped to point out Christ to the world. Mary brought Jesus into the world, but it was John the Baptist who pointed to who Jesus is. By the time Jesus started his ministry, when he goes to be baptized by John the Baptist was already a well-known figure. People were coming to him from all places. Even the priests in the temple in Jerusalem were going to him. Everybody is going to him. He was trusted by the people, who was seen as a man of God, as we heard in the gospel. Even from his birth, people were wondering what kind of man this he is going to be. And John Baptist said, "I'm a voice crying out in the desert, preparing the way of the Lord." He was the one who told people what happened at the baptism of Jesus. "I heard the skies was opened, and I heard the voice of God saying, 'This is my beloved son.'" He told them he wasn't the Messiah, but someone coming after him is the Messiah, someone who's already in their midst. And in the Gospel of John, it tells us that John the Baptist was the one who told two of his disciples about Jesus being the Lamb of God, and those two disciples left him and followed Jesus. And one of them was Andrew, who then went to Peter and told them, "We found the Messiah." This is the unique role of John the Baptist. He pointed to Jesus and who Jesus is. Today, we're reminded that this is our role as disciples of Jesus Christ, to remind the world who Jesus is and to help him to establish a personal relationship with him, to get him to follow Jesus. We have to have the courage of John the Baptist. He wasn't afraid of proclaiming the truth, of pointing the sinfulness of people, but calling them to repentance, not to condemnation and judgment, but to be baptized, to be cleansed, so they can welcome Jesus into their lives. His baptism was just a ritual, using water as a symbol of that cleansing. But Jesus, through his death and resurrection, truly forgives us our sins and gives us the graces we need to proclaim that he is our Savior and our Lord. So maybe take a few minutes today and think about, who am I proclaiming Jesus to? How am I helping people in my circles to get to know Jesus and to trust Jesus? People trusted John the Baptist, and because of his word, they began to trust Jesus and follow him.